5 past the hour. I propose we go ahead and start. So we have on the line Fred, Jacques, Irvin, Ollie in the Adobe room, Christian, Warren, and Kimberly. Jay couldn't make it, could not make it, and also Abi Boo is not available. And we're still missing John and Kim, but I propose we just go ahead and start. Before we continue, we start with the regular agenda. We just received a message from Ollie. I'm not sure if you guys saw it, that .mg had a hack of the registry system.
Yep.
And if you go to their website, it's kind of, it shows some strange content. And they forwarded a message onto the list, at least to the, they forwarded a message to Ollie, who sent it to the Tealy Ops Standing Committee. And now my question is, how would we proceed with that message? My proposal was to ask .mg if they want us to forward it onto the TLD ops list because they cannot do it themselves. What do you guys think?
Oh, we should. So, somebody should forward there.
I believe that it's okay for us to forward that even before we get a response. I mean,
Sorry, Warren. They probably don't have access to their mail system now, so asking for permission will be no op probably for some time.
Okay. Yeah.
So the French email says the web and mail, that the mail server has been compromised.
Yeah. The thing is that they are on the TLD ops list with .mg addresses, which they cannot use anymore, and this is probably why they sent it through using a Yahoo address.
Oh, okay.
So that's why I responded to Ollie to maybe if he can try to perhaps call them, but I can also imagine that they're busy with other work right now. So Ollie, can you hear us? Perhaps you can respond in the chat room. Oh, he's typing. All right.
No. At least I can't.
No.
Is he on mute?
I don't know.
No, yeah, he's unmuted. At least the interface on the Adobe Connect does that. Does say that.
Yeah, we should forward email to say they've been compromised. I don't trust any information coming out of them until further notice or something like that.
Okay. Can you do that? So do you want me to do that?
Don't you mind, Jack, as you read French and probably can do a better job?
Yeah. I'll translate. I'll say I'm translating this to the group and
Okay, so maybe you could forward it and then mention that we're doing this on behalf of the TLD Ops Standing Committee.
Yeah.
Something like that. Ollie is still typing. Information was shared on another list. That's what he said. copying the message.
Appliances, yeah.
Yeah.
Christian,
sending now.
Okay.
Christian, apparently they are actively working on the problem because the website is already the strange one that you saw is already not there.
Okay. It's still in my. Now it says forbidden. You don't have access to the server.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. But it seems that they haven't resolved the problem yet.
Nope. But at least they're doing something.
Yep.
So do we agree that we should still forward the message?
I'm doing it right now.
Okay.
Gone. Next.
Right.
And you said, so, Ali, you said that this is being shared on another list. Is that by any chance a public list or something? Mainly just, you know, there are a lot of registrants. It would be nice if people like Mock Monitor were aware.
Yep.
And there are things like, you know, google.mg, which I personally would like to protect for obvious reasons.
Really? Yeah.
Is there a registry compromise? We don't know that.
We don't know, but, you know, if the web and mail have both been done, it's possible. So paying additional attention and stuff like that is probably wise. In many cases, you know, smaller ccTLDs have a lot more on just the public web server than just, you know, the public web.
Yeah. All right. Back to agenda.
Yeah, I think so. I asked if the information. I asked the question that Warren just raised. Okay, we'll let Ali answer that question while we continue with the agenda. All right. So, opening and welcome. That was this statement. Let's first go to the action points. There's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 action points still open. The first one is action point number 19 is Fred's to update the TLD message and change the reminder schedule. I think this was done, although on the 1st of August, I received a message in the old format, and then I received a new one on the 2nd of August in the new format. So it seems that it's not quite configured correctly yet. Have you guys noticed that too?
Yeah.
So I received one message on August 1st, which was still in the old format, and it was signed by CCNSO Secretariat. And then there was a new message on August 2nd, and that was the same message, but with the proper signature and also with a different subject. That's a different subject.
Yeah, I'm fixing that, doing that now.
Yes. Yeah, I got both messages as well.
Are you looking into it now, Jacques?
Yep.
Oh, okay, cool. All right. Okay, so then I think that should this be easy to solve, I guess? Should not be too...
Okay. Oh,
do you want me to
close it? In the end...
Right. Yeah, I'll close it.
Jacques, do you have access to the system, or are you pinging William again?
I'm pinging William and CCing you to make sure he's doing the right thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Just to make sure. Maybe he already done that, but anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm closing this action point. I'm assuming that this duplicate message will be resolved at some point. So then we have action points 21, 23, and 29, which are related to the security alerts that ICANN would put on the list. We received one security alert just after the ICANN meeting in Helsinki, which was on the attack on the DDoS, on the DNS route. So I propose to basically close all these three action points. Plus, they've been open for a very long time, since March. So I'm going to close 21, 23, and 29, which are essentially the same. Then we have action point number 32, which is to check with John Crane if he can ask somebody in his team to provide the security alerts. Well, we had this discussion on the list a while ago on if we should add other people from outside the CCTLD community. We decided not to do this, so I think we can close this action point as well. Then 33 is to update the stats to include CCTLDs that will most likely not be able to join TLD Ops. This was based on the list that Irving received from Leonid, which is the APTLD manager. Actually, I did a cross-check with his list and the folks that we currently have on the mailing list, and he was incorrect at some occasions because some CCTLDs that he marked, that he basically crossed out as those are never going to join, they actually joined. So I'm not really, yeah. So basically what I did is I have this Excel sheet where I marked, I incorporated Leonid's, you know, gut feeling. And then I think we should basically just see if he was right or not. So this is an action point we can close to. Then 34 is to convert the draft terms we use to readable text and put it on the TLD Ops site, and that's something we did. So I think that closes all the action points that we currently have, which is a good thing. Then let's proceed to agenda item number 3, TLD Ops status and operational issues. Kim, could you provide an update on the on new members?
Sorry about that, I was on mute. We've got 7 new members since Helsinki. It's Åland Island, Trinidad, Tobago, Brunei, Fiji, Puerto Rico, Kiribati, and Laos. And they've come from different sources, you know, whether it was Leonid or Christian spamming people or regional vice presidents reaching out to them. So they've all come from different sources. So we've had 7 since Helsinki, which is good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. So I included the new membership statistics in the slide deck. So the slide just right after the agenda contains the most up-to-date membership stats. And we're now at a total coverage of 64%. And I'm trying to spam Greenland, which is .gl, so that we will be able to get North America to 100%. Because that really looks good. But they haven't responded yet, unfortunately. Okay. So thank you, Kim, for that.
And I have one other thing, if I could, please.
Yeah,
still working on our face-to-face meeting in Hyderabad. It's going to be, we've set aside Friday, November 4th, as the work group meeting day. And, you know, as Christian and I discussed, we just don't know what other people are doing that day, so we don't know the time yet. Does anybody have a preference, whether it's in the morning or the afternoons, or do you actually see us meeting in 30 minutes?
Yeah, so okay. I'm part of ICANN SAC and RSAC and TLG, so if possible, you know, I know we don't know anything yet, but if possible, if it doesn't conflict with any of those, that would be awesome, but you know, who knows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I can check with Julie to see if she has a schedule yet. And,
okay, cool.
Kind of try and avoid that if possible. Okay, thanks. Thank you.
All right, great. Thank you, Kim. All right, so that was agenda item number 3. Then number 4, I added 3 new agenda items, which are 4, 5, and 6. So the first one is something that Jacques raised on email bounces. Could you expand a little bit on that, please?
Well, yeah, we get a bunch of bounces from people when we send notices, email, all the notification we do monthly. And there's a rule in Mailman that after a while they get deleted, unsubscribed from the list, and then we had a bunch that actually got unsubscribed. But it's you maybe because they're spamming, they're blocking, or different reasons, not necessarily because their email is unavailable. And I think we unsubscribe an entire TLD because
Of this. Oh.
Dot DZ.
DZ, right. Where are they? TLDOps.
So the...
DZ, right?
Yeah. That's an example.
Algeria.
And they're blocking us. They're spamming. Their spam filters are blocking the notices.
Okay.
Sorry. Yeah, they're trying to send many to you, Jack. Yeah, that's the problem.
Yeah. So the question I had is, right now, I think it's only me and Kim and Fred, if I recall, are getting those.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering what we do. Do we disable the bounce and only manage the list?
Actually, I think in these cases, we will need to contact them. So in the case of Algeria, if we simply disable the mailman rule, then the email will continue to bounce. And if there is something that they need to know, they will also not get it.
Yeah.
So maybe we should off those bouncing emails. Let's pick one CTTLD and try to notify them of this situation and see if that works.
Yeah.
So the Algeria.dz would be a good candidate because because what you said is that we lost all their email addresses.
Yeah. So I did a quick test with Peter at IceNIC, which is the NIC for Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And he got bounced and unsubscribed, and then I sent him emails, and he actually never replied back. But he got them.
Oh, okay. So this would be a problem on his end in that case.
Yeah. So I guess Kim should try to reach out to them, or who should do that?
Kim would be logical, I would say. Would you be able to do that, Kim?
Yep, I can do that. And then are we going to remove that mailman rule then?
Besides those mailman messages that the mailing list administrators receive, we can probably ask the sysadmin to send us the bounce logs. They are available on the mailman logs. So even if we stop processing those messages, we could regularly process at least the logs.
Yeah. So you don't get those?
I get those. But what I mean is that sometimes it's annoying if it's a large mailing list. TLD Ops is not yet large, but...
Yes.
So I'm struggling to understand, Fred. Could you explain it again? Because I didn't get it.
What I mean is that we can disable this message to the mailing list administrators, so this don't get annoying for them. But we can process the logs on the mailman server. They are available there. So.
Okay.
Yeah. But the idea is that people are not getting messages.
On a regular basis.
Okay, yeah.
So eventually we will need to get another medium of contact, because the probability that those email addresses are bad is very high, because the automatic email man policy, it waits a lot until it unsubscribes an email address. It needs to bounce a lot before it unsubscribes.
Yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, probably what we should really do is suggest that people subscribe from, you know, a mail service which doesn't have as crazy spam rules, and from a mail service which isn't in their ccTLD. I mean,
what do you mean, Gmail?
I mean, that's an option. I mean, right? It's a little sad. Or Hotmail, or, you know, something. But, like, the MG thing is a bit of a stupid issue. Like, they can't tell us they've got an issue and we can't reply to them because they're being hijacked. And this is exactly the sort of thing that we're supposed to deal with.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Probably what we should recommend is that if we have three security and stability contacts of a particular registry, that we ask one of these addresses to not use an address within their TLE.
Yep.
Right? So, you know, two .mg addresses and one Yahoo address, something like that.
I mean, yeah, I was actually thinking Gmail, but I didn't want to say that because, you know.
That's one thing. And you know, in terms of bounce processing, what we could do is, if there are bounces, inform Kim of that situation, and then try to, and then ask him to mail them directly, so not on the list, but a direct one-on-one mail, and see if that works. And then try to get them back on the list. And if the one-on-one mails don't work either, then probably the email account has been suspended, or the person no longer.
My only restrictions on recommending the use of alternate mail addresses is that this opens other avenues of problems. But I mean, the people that are the email addresses that are on this list normally have PGP configured and other security measures in place, and then we will require them to use
a foreign address.
Yeah, a foreign address with unknown security capabilities, and I would refrain from making any kind of recommendation on this area. I don't know. I think it's a little tricky.
Yeah. Yep. I agree. Okay.
I mean, there is an ICANN ESSEC document which suggests that registrants should have, should have at least some set of contact information which is outside of their normal WHOIS information and outside of the zone itself. So if we did want to say anything about that, we could just point at the existing ICANN documents.
Why not recommend other medium of contact? I don't know, phone or...
Yep. That seems reasonable.
Most,
I mean, that would probably mean that at least we would have to share our phone numbers and people could call us directly when stuff goes boom, which is not a bad idea.
Yeah, but we are doing that on the list. We are already doing that on the list.
Yes, we're doing that on the list, but we don't say... If if the same thing happened to you that happened to MG, you're supposed to please call Christian, you know, at whatever time in the morning and be like, yo, Christian, our CCTOD got owned.
Oh.
Please send email to the list. Right? There's no way for... And note that I chose somebody other than me for please call too.
But for the purpose of the bounces, we could call the people.
Yeah, for purposes of bounces, to call people. I was more thinking for purposes of them being able to send email to the list when stuff goes boom.
You know, different problems.
Yeah, it's a different problem.
Yeah.
So I propose we simply try to address the bouncing problem first, and start with .ez, Algeria. Could you try that, Kim? Try to get them back on the list, or at least figure their email filters. Okay, cool.
Yep. And if necessary, if it comes down to it, I do have phone numbers. I can try calling as well.
Yeah. Well, you do have their numbers on the through the ops list.
Correct.
And call them.
So I should. So I'm just thinking based on this. Before I sent my TLD ops meeting notice, I should have confirmed via text messages with one or two of the contacts to validate they were compromised. And then if they say yes, then I send a notice.
Yeah.
Should have been the right procedure.
I guess maybe, except that we saw the website, and the website was fairly clearly having entertainment.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can pretend that that all happened.
Yeah. I'm just saying, in a perfect world.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm just making a few notes here. All right, so let's try to get .dz on the back on the list.
Okay.
All right. So getting back to the agenda, so we have, this was agenda item number 4, policy handling and email bounces. Then we had another agenda item, which was the message that Jacques received from DNS.org. Oh, you did not send that to the list, did you, Jacques?
No.
Oh, could you please explain?
I forgot. So DNS.org wants to send a notice out to all the ccTLDs saying that TLD Ops is run by DNS.org, and they invite them to join DNS.org. I think that's the essence of the message.
Yep.
Don't see what way we would object to anyone.
I think it's a fair request. They are running the list, and this is the list that we could allow them. Yes, this is the list that we could allow them to do. And I think the content will be very, not on scope of the list, but for the people that are not aware of work, I think it's a good unsolicited message. I'm only a ORC member. I'm not on the board or anything, so.
Yeah. I had some concerns there because I think that the message does not fit the terms of use that we formulated a while ago, and also if we allow the message to be sent, then we should send it as the TLD Ops Standing Committee, and we should not allow them to send it because they're not on the list.
Yeah. We could even not send it through the list, Christian, but as we have all the email addresses, we could send it through, 300 direct messages.
I mean, I think that if the standing committee sends it and says, hey, we want like to make everyone a... I think that that's fine. I mean,
that's fair enough. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah, that's well.
Warren, could you repeat that? Because I didn't get it.
Sorry, I think I was saying that if it's sent by the standing committee, that's perfectly acceptable. It seems that there is a different and should be a different set of what's acceptable from, you know, list moderators or people running the group than generic, you know. It's also, it's not a, hey, everybody, I'm doing research on food. Please send me info or anything. It seems
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem spammy to me, so I think it's fine.
Yeah, but it's not. But then the message should, you know, well, first of all, we should send it. I totally agree with that. And then the second part is we should probably phrase it like, okay, to increase your security and stability posture or something, we recommend you attend the DNSSEC OAuth workshop or become a member or something.
Yeah.
So really try to do it from the TLD ops perspective.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree, Christian, with that.
Okay. Do you want me to do that, Jacques?
I can do it if you want.
Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead.
So I'll forward the email as I'll send a template before to the group, and then if there's objection, then I won't.
Okay.
Which we need to, the next one is the Secure Domain Foundation. They want to do a similar thing.
Ah.
But it's different. The Secure Domain Foundation, they have an API that can be used to look for malicious activity within their registry. And what they're doing is they're offering all CCTLD free use of the API for making the Internet a better place.
SDS will make a presentation at the next OAuth meeting. I mean, the SDS will make a presentation on the next OAuth meeting?
Well, no, they want to send a notice out on secure mailing list on TLD ops.
I know, I understood that, Jack, but I'm replying with
are
make
they
a presentation
doing a
at the next OAuth meeting.
I don't know.
Because you would like to combine it with the other message, Fred.
No, it's not what I mean. It's that if we start to allowing those messages to the list, we will definitely change the purpose of it.
So, I mean, I guess part of this comes down to what is the purpose of what we're doing and the list. If it's to improve the security of CCTLDs, or at least that that's partly within our charter, then this seems reasonable. If the only purpose of what we're doing is to provide a mailing list for people, CCTLDs, to communicate to each other, then it doesn't.
Yeah.
I kind of thought that improving the security of CCTLDs, you know, and improving the education resources available to them was what we were supposed to be doing here. But, I mean, it does become a very slippery slope very quickly on, you know, allowing anything. So I think if it's a people ask the standing committee, would you mind sending this? And, you know, we basically have a look at it and like, yeah, this seems reasonable and isn't spammy. I think that that's acceptable. And we can also, at the bottom of the email, include a little standard thing saying, hey, everyone, we're including this because we thought it would be useful to you. Please let us know if this is becoming spammy or annoying, and we will stop doing this sort of thing.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it should basically, I agree with what you're saying there, Warren. It should basically be a message that we think would increase the security or awareness or security posture of CCTLDs, or that we recommend it, or it's useful, or something like that. So it should really be coming from the, it should be really be in line with the goals of TLD ops. We're not a distribution channel for, you know, press releases and that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this is an invitation to use a system to make the security better. And DNS OAuth is also to tell the TLDs that in addition to TLD ops, there's other mailing lists that are useful to them.
So, yeah, I mean, I think that both of these messages fit within the
I'm thinking of maybe like once a month or something like that, we could send a message from the standing committee with some topic we choose, which could be an upcoming workshop. It could be some tools we recommend. I mean, the Secure Domain Foundation is on our recommendation tools. We send some message out with some hint that's topical for that month.
That's a good idea, and you just volunteered to do the draft, right?
Who's that up?
Jacques.
Yeah, well, what we could do, Jacques, is in cases like Secure Domain Foundation, we could simply add it to the list of tools that we have on the site.
Well,
yeah.
They are on the list, but maybe we could send a slightly longer message with an introduction and look more real, like a monthly thing, and just pick one topic every month or 10 times a year.
It's like a security newsletter or something.
Yes, but only one topic. I mean, you don't want to sit writing a newsletter ever for a whole week.
No.
But just
if you do a newsletter,
like, if you're not aware of it, here's some more information about it.
So instead of having a reoccurring newsletter, we should do a news flash. And this, the one I could do is compiled in the same email, FDNS.org and TLD Secure Domain Foundation.
Yep.
And maybe put a notice in there, the next TLD Ops meeting will be held at Hyderabad at this time, and, you know, a little bit more info.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, I'll put a draft together, and then I'll email it.
Yeah. Actually, I kind of anticipated things like this. I just realized that. Because if you look into the terms of use document, there is usage type 3, which is interaction from us to the TLDOps community to inform them of, you know, news and that sort of thing, such as membership status, changes in procedures, and we could also add, relevant news items or something.
Yeah.
And we welcome the following new members.
Yeah, we could also do that. Okay, so Jacques, could you draft that email with these two messages in there?
Yeah, and then I'll send it to all of us.
Okay, cool. Thank you. Okay, and then we have, so that was agenda item number 5. Then number 6 is a webinar for the LAC region. Actually, I briefly spoke. I'm not sure where we discussed it. Maybe I discussed it with Kim. I'm not sure. I forgot. But I also received a message from somebody from the LAC region. I forgot the guy's name. Where is it?
It was Andres Christian.
No, it was Rodrigo. Rodrigo de la Pera.
Oh, it's the VP of the region. ICON VP of the region.
Oh, right. I see it now. He sent me...
Rodrigo de la Parra.
Excuse me?
It's Rodrigo de la Parra. It's the ICON VP of the region. Yes.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah, so he sent me a message asking if I or somebody else from the standing committee could provide a short webinar or a short presentation next week somewhere. I'm certainly willing to do that. But of course, what they want to do is they asked me to give that presentation remotely, of course, during a LAC TLD workshop. And taking place next week somewhere, but they didn't give me any dates or times at this point. So I'm willing to do it based on the slide deck based on the slide deck that I used for the CCNSO a meeting in Helsinki. But perhaps there's some, I would also like to ask you guys if somebody else would be available if the day and time would be unsuitable for me in case of time zone changes and that sort of thing.
It's Monday and Tuesday next week. It's on Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic.
Okay.
It sounds like you know a bunch about it. Would you
I'm on the board of the LACJD. It's supposed to me, for me to know something.
Are you going to be there, Fred, at this meeting?
No, I will not, but I will have staff there. So.
Okay, because I'm fully booked out on the Monday. I'll be traveling on the Monday, so that's not going to work. Anyway, let me check with Rodrigo what would suit him. And perhaps, Fred, you could, since you're in the same time zone over there, perhaps you could be my backup if I cannot make it.
Yes, I can try. Let me check my agenda.
Okay, but
I definitely can do it. Yeah, ask Rodrigo and see what he thinks best, and I will in parallel ask Andres what is the best time slot on their agenda, and I will let you know.
Okay, I will forward you that email, Fred, so that you know what he asked me.
Okay.
Here it comes. Okay. All right, so thanks, Fred, for doing that. Make a few notes here. All right, so Monday and Tuesday. So that's agenda item number 6. Then agenda item number 7 is the summary for the community. I'm not sure if there's any highlights that we need to talk about. We basically talked about, you know, administrative processes like how to handle bounces. Messaging, well, okay, I'll summarize the call in just a few sentences because I don't think there is any really, you know, key, anything important that we... anything crucial that the community must be aware of. It was mostly an internal meeting, I think.
Yep, I think so.
So I'll just... Yeah, please go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with you. Just saying, yep.
You disagree? Okay.
No. Agree. Nice try, though.
Okay. Thanks, Warren. So I'll just make a, you know... to a 3-4 sentence summary and send it out. Okay, so that brings us to the final agenda item, which is any other business. Let's do a quick round. Fred?
No.
Okay. Chuck?
Nope.
Irvin?
Nope.
Ali?
Ali, nope. He said no in the chat.
Okay, thank you, Ali. Warren, anything else?
Nope, nothing.
Okay. Kim?
Nothing, thank you.
Okay, so I don't have anything myself either.
Christian, when will be our next meeting? Or we are not supposed to talk about this now?
The next conference call, you mean?
Yeah, the next conference call, it's only supposed to meet in Hyderabad. I'm asking the question because I will probably not make to Hyderabad as well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, my proposal would be just to try to meet up once a month, and if we don't have anything crucial to discuss, then we just skip it. But my proposal would be to I'm going to ask Kim to send out a doodle for the next two calls. So that would be the one for September and the one for October. And the one for October would also be the preparations for the November meeting in India.
Okay.
So actually, I guess I've got any other business. Who all is going to be in Hyderabad? I will.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too.
Me too.
Okay.
So it's just me.
Yeah, it's just you, Fred.
Lucky bastard.
And Ali is going to be there.
Excellent.
Oh, he's going to be there? All right. Good.
Yeah. Fred, are you going to IETF and Seoul?
I will, yes. Yes, I'm. And I have the signing ceremony in late October as well.
Okay.
In Washington. Okay. Yes, so.
So, Kim, could you send out those doodles for September and October?
Yep, I'll do that.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right. So then I think we're done, really, really done. And thanks, everyone, for participating, and we'll talk on the mailing list.
Perfect. Thank you,
Christian. Perfect.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.